Hi, good morning, Melissa. Thanks for having me on the show.
So your organization, Classroom Champions, is just one of five winners of Google's Giving Through Glass Challenge. First off, congratulations.
Thanks. It's incredible. We were so excited, as you can imagine.
How did this all come about?
Well, we saw the opportunity online. Google published their contest a little while ago, and as soon as we saw it, our founder, Steve Messler, brought it to the rest of the board and said, you know, guys, I think we need to do this. I think we need to give it a shot. It was just such a natural fit for what we do to be able to use this technology. We are always looking for ways to bring technology into classrooms. And so we basically wrote the application and were notified that we were the winners, one of the winners. So it was...
And you beat out more than 1,300 applicants from around the country. So now that you have been selected, what are you going to win? What's going to happen now?
Right. So our founder and one of our Paralympians, Lex Gillette, have already been to the Google headquarters for their training. Lex has been fitted with Google Glass. Of course, going into the contest, we had a vision of what we wanted to do with the technology. So Lex Gillette, in case if your listeners aren't aware of him, he is a Paralympic long jumper. And as I like to say, he is the real deal. He is genuine, authentic, just an all-around great person. And he has a catchphrase that we just love, no need for sights when you have a vision. So he is blind. And he does incredible things. He plays basketball, he plays piano and sings, and of course is a national champion, long jumper, and Paralympian as well. And so we just thought it was a really unique opportunity to give this technology, Google Glass, which are eyes, to a blind athlete. And so, as I said, our founder, Steve Messler, and Lex have already been to the Google headquarters. He's been fitted for the glass. And they are working now with Google developers to create apps that our students will be using in conjunction with Glass and with Lex in the classroom this fall.
What sort of apps will they be developing?
Well, one of the things that I've heard about thus far, and full disclosure, I'm not that close to it yet, but one of the concepts that we're working with is when you have an individual who's blind and they go into a building that they're not familiar with. You know, how do they find their way around if they don't have an aid, or, you know, they need to stop and ask people for help. And so the concept came up to use, I believe, Bluetooth technology to plant beacons in facilities that can then interact with a Google Glass and guide Lex around the facility.
How will that work? So if Lex is wearing Google Glass and he's not a sighted person, he'll put the glasses on, and how will he receive information that will help him navigate an unfamiliar building?
Right, with voice prompts. This is the thing that actually the Google developers were super excited about working with us and with Lex, because of course Glass is a visual medium, right? It's a visual tool. And, you know, so they've really had to rethink their audio component and how they can use audio prompts. I'll share one little vignette that I just thought, you know, Steve shared it with me and I just, you know, melted. I mean, this program is one of my favorite things to talk about. So he said while they were working with Glass and you know, he was there with Lex and working through some voice prompts that they were experimenting with, and Lex said, Glass, what's the weather? And then the voice from Glass told him the weather. And then he said, Glass, what time is it? And it told him the time. And he turned around to Steve and he said, this is going to change my life.
Huh.
And I just thought it was so fascinating. You know, to hear that something that simple, you know, that's the thing I love about technology in general, right? Is that sometimes, you know, it can be a very simple problem to solve. Like, a person who does not have any sight finding out what time it is. And now he's not reliant upon someone else. And so anyway, that's just the surface, but I just thought that was just a powerful insight, I think, to the power of this tool.
It sure is. And you'll be taking this into the classroom, furthering your mission in schools. That's pretty exciting as well.
Yes. So we've been actually using Google tools for some time. One of the key ways that we execute our program of course, is through video lessons that are posted on YouTube. They are publicly available. We are on every social media channel. I'll take a little plug in there. And people can go to YouTube and see the video lessons that athletes have sent into their classrooms. And then a couple of times a year, we would use Google Hangout. Again, we've been doing this for several years. Using Google Hangout, it's just a much more efficient way to have that interaction with athletes and students, right? You know, athletes can't often travel around the country to 5 and 6 different schools, but we can enable Hangouts. The really interesting thing about our Hangouts is, for kids, there's really not a lot of difference. We've heard feedback from kids saying, I met so-and-so in person. And they didn't actually meet them in person. They met them via Hangout. But, you know, again, to kids, there's no difference because it was a personal connection, a personal interaction. And so, like I said, that's really the way the program is designed. And so, as again, I think Google Glass is going to give our students just that much more opportunity then to really see life from the athlete's perspective.
Pretty exciting.
Building empathy, et cetera, for Paralympians in particular. Yeah.
Well,
we're very excited. Thanks, Michelle.
And we thank you for joining us for Tech Tuesday. Very exciting news, and thanks for sharing it with our listeners.
Wonderful. My pleasure.